is Thursday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Beautiful morning, isn't it?
It's still a bit early.
When are you gonna wake up?
Be extremely careful what you say. I haven't had my coffee yet, and I'm in no mood for stupid, irresponsible remarks.
What's the matter with everybody? Everybody's so grumpy every morning around here.
It's Thursday.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Throw the switch.
We gotta go, go, go!
Let's go!
Show must go on, right?
Go, go!
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning and welcome. It is Thursday morning, the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. I'm here for WROR. It's a little milder out there this morning. Did you feel the difference in the air?
Well, I noticed there was no frost on my car.
That's
this
a good
morning,
thing.
So that was like
always
a positive.
A good thing.
Although it's still freezing.
I know it's cold.
I can't take it.
Hey, but you know what's going to happen?
It's going to get hot.
Yeah, all the time. Bang! Here it comes. It's going to smack you in the face. It's going to be like 90 degrees.
I know. I was thinking about that. I think I was trying to like mentally note to myself that when it is 90 degrees and I want an air conditioner in my window in my bedroom, I'm not going to complain. But I am going to complain.
Well, of course you will.
Today might be a good day to put the air conditioner in.
Have you taken yours out yet?
Oh, yeah. I took them out.
Oh, okay.
February.
February, you took them out. Okay. Okay, well, things we got coming up with the program today. Well, interesting night at the ballpark last night. Apparently, the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry is not dead at all. They're not playing a baseball game, and all of a sudden, a hockey game broke out.
I flipped it on. I thought the Bruins were on, but they don't play until tonight.
Pretty amazing. Okay.
You know, I love a good bench clearing.
It's
I do.
A bench-clearing brawl.
It's
we'll cover
very
that for you this
for
morning.
Me.
Okay, we got that coming up today. Let me see how many days we got. Say, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. 6 days. Or your taxes are due. Be ready, prepared for that.
Or if you're running a marathon. I don't know what's more stressful, doing your taxes or training for a marathon.
Well, if you haven't started your taxes yet, you've still got a chance. If you're just starting to train for the marathon, I think it's over. Maybe it's just me. We got Win a Grand in 60 Seconds coming up this half hour. Three things you need to know coming up at 8:20 this morning. And Bob Ryan, speaking of base brawling all that sort of thing, Bob Ryan will be with us at 7:25 this morning. And, of course, we got the Dirty Laundry update at 7:45.
It's all about Mariah Carey.
Yeah,
she's on the cover of People magazine, and we're going to discuss some things that were going on with her.
Some
issues. Kind of knew it, but she was hiding it.
Okay, all of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR, the Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now introduce our player this morning. Her name is Elizabeth Cherry. She's from Boston, Massachusetts. Good morning, Elizabeth, and how are you doing? And welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
Oh, thank you. Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Are you feeling confident this morning?
I hope so.
No, just say yes.
No.
Make a statement. Say
attitude.
Stand like Wonder Woman, you know, and then feel confident. That's what they say you should do. At least
okay.
Grey's Anatomy.
Getting,
that's what they tell
me. I'm confident.
Now, here's what's going to happen. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions during a time period of 1 minute exactly. If you don't, if you don't know one, say pass, move on. We get through them as fast as we possibly can. Hopefully you'll get all of them to answer correct. If you don't get to the all of them, we go back to the ones if we have time remaining, and you can try to finish up. If you get all 10 correct within 1 minute, we give you $1,000 in cash. Sounds pretty simple, doesn't it?
Sounds good.
Okay.
She's ready. You're ready.
I'm ready.
Everybody's ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, the Obamas and Trump are invited to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding. True or false?
True.
A half gallon of ice cream costs $3. How much will 2.5 gallons of ice cream cost?
$7.50.
Who wrote Julius Caesar, Macbeth, and Hamlet?
Shakespeare.
What is the name of the toy cowboy in Toy Story?
Woody.
From what tree do acorns come?
An acorn?
Yes.
What tree? Pass.
What frat house caused all the problems in Animal House?
Pass.
Who introduced the theory of relativity?
Pass.
Who sings the song Leather and Lace with Stevie Nicks?
John Henley.
If listed alphabetically, what day of the week comes first?
Time is up. So
okay.
Sorry, but You got three, right?
Okay, so so the ones you got wrong, the Obamas and Trumps are not invited to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding. That was false. A half gallon of ice cream costs $3. How much will 2.5 gallons of ice cream cost? $15.
Where was I going with that one?
I know, wrong, correct.
The pressure does funny things. The
math is hard. From what tree do acorns come? Oak tree. The frat house caused all the problems, and Animal House is Delta House. Albert Einstein introduced the theory of relativity.
I knew that one.
And I know, it's the pressure. And if listed alphabetically, what day of the week comes first? Friday.
Oh, well.
You did. You know what? It was
it's
a good
just
show.
So well. We have a consolation prize.
Oh, good.
Oh,
okay.
Great.
$100 Stop and Shop gift card.
See?
Make life savory one video at a time at Stop and Shop. Short, fun recipe videos, fun for the whole family. Check it out, savoryonline.com. Thank you for playing the game. Thank you very much for being a member of the nation.
You can buy a lot of half gallons of ice cream with that.
That's right. Okay, and it's not going to cost you $15. Okay. Hey, everybody else, enter to be a contestant right now. WRR.com will randomly pick players on the online entries. Feel free to log on to WROR.com. Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Hey, everybody, time for your 620 Men for Maine, so here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, it's Lem's first day on the job as a car salesman at Bangor Yugo. When Effie drops by for a test drive, they hop in the car and take off. And we hear...
Now, Effie, I think you're going to like this car here because it has hydraulic backspin brakes. Oh, my!
At that point, Lem speeds up and hits 100 miles an hour when he tells Effie...
Now, watch this. I'm going to hit these brakes here.
When the car comes to a screeching halt, it's just inches away from a brick wall. And Lem says...
Hey, you smell that, Effie?
Yes, what's that?
That's hydraulic backspin brakes.
Oh!
Later that day, Effie arrives home with her new car and decides to give Ephus a little demonstration.
Oh, Ephus, you're gonna love this car. Hop in, we'll take a test drive.
Oh, all right. Now, how'd you decide which one to buy?
Oh, because this one has them hydraulic backspin. You can stop in a dime and give you 9 cents change.
Within moments, Effie has hit about 100 miles an hour. She decides then that it's time to demonstrate the hydraulic backspin brakes for Ephus. So she jams the brakes to the floor and comes to a screeching halt just inches from a stone wall. And we hear...
Say, Ephus, you smell that?
Well, of course I smell it. I'm sitting in it.
For another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, so Tuesday's big day. Yeah, the tax deadline's coming up on Tuesday. Got to get those taxes in. So you've been working on your taxes ever so frugally here. What are the odds you're going to get audited? Do you worry about the audit at all?
No, I'm not that fancy, trust me. It's not, they yep. would feel sorry for me.
Really, you know, I just worry about it because of the hassle. You gotta go through it, you know?
I have no idea. Nope.
A hassle.
Okay.
Wow.
Have you been audited?
Yes, I have.
Oh.
How bad is it?
It's horrible.
Why is it horrible?
Because you gotta get it. You know how you get your tax stuff ready and all this stuff? Yeah. Then you have to do the whole process over again. And then you have to really make it look nice. Because neatness counts.
Oh, really?
Because they want to look at everything.
Oh boy!
And you got
like they actually judge on sloppy work. Like,
well, yeah, because
and
they really, really, you know, because when you're doing your taxes, you're and you
I'd have to bring my entire guest room bed because that's where I lay everything out.
Yeah, that's the problem. And you have to organize
it. I'm doing it wrong. Mine was like 5 pieces of paper, and I literally gave it to Drew Chameleon in Canton, by the way, if you need a tax guy.
I'm sure he's not busy right now.
And then I just say, I think I'm missing stuff, but let me know.
Isn't there an app?
No joke. I literally did that, and I brought him some beer, and I was like, I hope it all works out for you. That is what I did.
Wow.
There's got to be an app so you can recreate receipts for the IRS, right?
You would think. You would think. I don't think they like that, though. Okay.
Yeah, Brian said he downloaded it the other day.
Yeah.
Well, we have actually some good news for you. Your chances of being audited are the lowest they've been in 15 years this
year.
Really? They had an 8% reduction in staff last year. So it's going to be your odds. For example, if you make less than $200,000 a year, you have a 0.6% chance of being audited.
So take chances.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
So that's less than 1 in 100. So I just thought I'd let you know.
Out more stuff.
Okay. The problem being, the more money you make, the higher your odds go for being audited.
Yeah.
Okay?
Because you're rich and you probably lied to get that money anyway.
Okay, there you go. And then,
don't talk to Lauren like that.
Speaking of other fun events, what a great night for a hockey game at Fenway Park.
Wow. So the Sox had their 9-game winning streak snapped by the Yankees last night at Fenway, 10-7. But all anybody's talking about, the big brawl. In the third inning, Yankees DH Tyler Austin, Spike Brockhold at second base. Dirty slide.
Yep,
bench
dirty
is empty, slide. Little argument, no punches thrown, everything settled down. Until the sixth inning, that's when Sox reliever Joe Kelly was on the mound. He nailed Austin with a 98-mile-per-hour fastball between the shoulder blades, ooh, just as Nesson's Dave O'Brien described that third inning incident.
And that's why he gets drilled here. He slams the bat. Now he's making the move, and here he comes. On the run, and now fisticuffs. As Kelly's being tackled and punches being thrown, the dugout's empty. Here come the bullpens again.
Oh, I love it.
Punches and tackles. And we're going to see some ejections after this one. And Kelly just about undressed.
Yeah, Kelly got a couple of licks in.
Wow.
Oh, my God, I love it. There is nothing like a bench clearing. I'm so mad I missed it because I just think it's amazing. Like, you see it all happen at once. People just getting riled up.
And where else can you say fisticuffs?
Fisticuffs.
Yeah, fisticuffs.
And then everyone gets up. And you know, if I was a baseball player, I would be sitting on that bench like with popcorn and be like, this is interesting.
I mean, my wife even skipped a rerun of NCIS last
night. Right?
No kidding.
You
should watch this.
Amazing. I love it.
Kelly and Austin both thrown out. As for the game, Yankees tagged David Price for 4 runs in the first. Then he came out of the game because he had some weird sensation in his left hand. Oh, there's no crying in baseball.
No crying, yeah.
All right, so the two teams, they play again tonight. Series wraps up. Rick Porcello against Sonny Gray. Best playoffs in professional sports. The NHL postseason began last night. The Bruins play game one against Toronto tonight at the Garden. The Leafs took 3 of 4 from the Bees this season. Celts wrapped up the regular season last night with a 110-97 win over the Nets at the Garden. Aaron Baines, 26 points, 14 rebounds. Playoffs start Sunday. The Celts hosting Milwaukee and the Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I love it.
Sam Bell taught me how to say that. They found that guy at the YMCA in Greece somewhere. That's a true story. And Red Sox, Major League Baseball's fifth most valuable franchise, according to Forbes. Sox worth $2.8 billion. The Yankees, number one at $4 billion, followed by the Dodgers, Cubs, Giants, and the Sox.
Red Sox.
Yep.
There you go. Okay, coming up next, the Brian Bell Buster. And today, it's all about April vacation.
That's right. It's Audrey's birthday, and she's got a big vacation planned with her daughter, Jenny, for Jenny's senior year. But Jenny wanted to get her mom, so I called her to tell her that April vacation is off.
We're going on vacation because it is spring break. This is her senior year. We're going to Florida. We wanted to celebrate.
Ooh, yeah. Can't get a refund on those, huh?
No.
Maybe you could leave Jenny behind and she can go to school with a neighbor or something.
No, that's not going to work. We have tickets for my husband, Tom, for Jenny, for myself. We are staying at a very expensive resort. There are no refunds.
Oh, boy.
That's going to be a problem.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. Hello. The Brian Bell Buster.
Mornings on the 50s.
The Lauren and Wally Show,
105.7 WROR.
I heard from Jenny, and it's her senior year, and her mom and dad, Audrey and Tom, they're going to take a nice vacation. But it's also Audrey's birthday, so we thought we'd get her a Brian Bell Buster and tell her that, oh, I don't know, vacation's canceled.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Jenny's parents?
Yeah, this is Audrey. How can I help you?
Hi, Audrey. Richard Belding from the high school. Just wanted to check in. A courtesy call to parents. Did you get the notice that came home with your child?
No. What kind of notice?
Well, with all of the extra snow days we've had, March has really done a number on trying to get us up to the 180-day requirement this year. So we are going to effectively cancel April vacation.
Excuse me?
The superintendent has made the call that April vacation, we're just going to make up all those snow days in April vacation.
Yeah, well, that doesn't really work for me. We have vacation plans. We're leaving Sunday.
Well, unfortunately, to make up the 180-day requirement, we're going to have to do it on April vacation. The laws of Massachusetts, basically, we have to get them in by June 30th. So that's what
this is too short a notice. I mean, literally, we are flying out on Sunday. I can't get those tickets refunded. We have reservations. She just isn't going to be there.
Okay, well, that runs into a whole other problem. Because if Jenny misses three more days of school, she's in danger of having to repeat the senior year, actually.
Oh, no, she's not. She's already got scholarships. She is headed. She is headed to college this fall. That's not happening.
Well, I know, but the truancy and attendance guidelines, she's unfortunately already missed a few days this year, so if she misses three more, she won't have, you know, the required days.
Okay, but those were excused. She was sick.
Right.
And this is spring break. You're giving me no notice whatsoever.
Unfortunately, this does fall under the parental responsibility, though. And you already told me you guys are going on vacation, so we can't really just excuse them now, you know?
Well, we're going on vacation because it is spring break. This is her senior year. We're going to Florida. We wanted to celebrate.
Ooh, yeah. Can't get a refund on those, huh?
No.
Maybe you could leave Jenny behind and she can go to school with a neighbor or something.
No, that's not going to work. We have tickets for my husband, Tom, for Jenny, for myself. We are all going to Florida. We've got passes for Disney for 3 days. We are staying at a very expensive resort. There are no refunds.
Oh, boy. That's a shame. And I realize this is a burden on parents, but we really got hit hard in March, and unfortunately this is the solution the superintendent's come up with.
Well, the superintendent needs to rethink things. Oh, my God.
So
is the superintendent going to pay all this money back to us?
There's no neighbors. You could just leave Jenny home. Say, sorry, you gotta stay.
No, I am not leaving my daughter home. No, this was going to be our last trip together before she goes to college. This is total crap.
Our hands are really tied.
Who can I talk to about this?
There's someone you could talk to.
All right, please put them on.
Yeah, you should talk to Brian Bell at WROR.
Brian Bell at WROR? What the hell is he going to do for me?
Audrey, this is Brian Bell, and this is a Brian Bell buster right here.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. I had no idea.
We actually heard from Tom and Jenny. They're looking forward to the big trip.
Yeah, we all were.
And it's your birthday over the vacation, too, isn't it?
It is. It is.
They wanted to make sure that you remembered it, so they ordered up a Brian Bell buster for you.
Oh, aren't they just something?
We appreciate you listening to Lauren and Wally.
Oh, my gosh, I've listened to you guys for years. Thank you.
Have a great vacation.
Hey.
Don't have to cancel anything. And thanks for listening to WROR.
All righty, thank you.
And you can get them back, too.
Yo, you better believe it. When they least expect it.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
So an amusing thing happened in the studio this morning a little bit earlier because one of the rocket scientists in our engineering department stepped into the studio really early this morning. Hey, how's everybody doing?
Charlie.
Charlie. And LB comes on to him immediately.
No, I didn't. Let me just say this, okay?
Okay,
I did not. I practice very... Well, whatever.
Harassment.
Yes.
Selective harassment.
My mouse wasn't scrolling correctly, and so I just, you know, Charlie was there, and he's adorable, and I'm like, Charlie, my mouse isn't working, and then he said something, and then I said something flirty back. I can't remember what it was.
But his response was fabulous.
His response was he started singing the theme from The Graduate.
Cuckoo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. I thought, wow, that is great.
And I just looked at him, and I'm like... my God.
Immediately. Now, if you don't understand this reference, The Graduate was a motion picture that was made back about 1965 or something like that. And I was astounded that Charlie, who we have ascertained is approximately 30 years old, had that in his repertoire.
No. That's not the surprising part. The surprising part was that he thought of me as Mrs. Robinson, who is the mother of Dustin Hoffman's girlfriend who tries to seduce Dustin Hoffman. And that made me feel old.
Okay,
well, you're
so
old enough.
Yeah,
you're old enough to be his mother.
So I am not old enough to be his mother.
Yes, you are.
I am absolutely not.
Absolutely.
I would have had to have him at 16.
Well, that happens every day.
Happens on a regular basis.
No, in order to
not
be
an impossibility.
No, in order to be as old as somebody's mother, you need to be at least 21 years old.
No, that's not true. No, yeah, absolutely not.
Yes,
no, no.
Yes,
but,
it is.
Okay, biologically, it's a total in the realm of possibilities. But
that got me thinking. So I looked it up. Yeah. And you're actually 11 years older than Anne Bancroft was in the
ground. Oh, wow. So when did it come to you that you were too old to play this game?
Okay. Oh, my.
617-931-1057. And what was said
game.
To you?
It was
Cougar.
Mean.
No.
It wasn't mean. It was adorable in a way, but it was also.
He tried,
It was like adorable that he was acknowledging that I was flirting with him, but then it was so like sad that he sort of said you could be my mother.
Just a little soul crushing?
Best
thing in the world.
A little bit.
Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah, when somebody starts singing that to you, you know you're past a certain
phase.
Okay,
hang on. What happened to you? What is it?
Yes. How about my doctor took a shot at me when she told me I had high blood pressure because I was getting to that age.
Because you're
really?
Getting to that
Isn't
age.
Isn't that the worst?
Oh.
From a professional.
Okay. Well, my eye doctor said the same thing.
Oh.
Okay, you're getting to that age. Hey, calm down. You know, you're getting to that age.
Oh.
Right? Oh, my goodness.
Have a great day.
You too, bye.
You're getting to that age.
Hey, Charlie's getting married, by the way, so that means you're old enough to be a mother-in-law.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Hank Morse.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm gonna stab you.
We have Men from Maine coming up at 7:20 this morning. In this thrilling episode, Ephus and Effie argue over the socially redeeming value of Playboy magazine. We'll share that with you coming up 7:20 right here. That's next at WRR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
As promised, here we go. Your 7:20 man from Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus is chatting with Harvey Wallbanger, the bartender at $3 Dewey's, when we hear...
So, Ephus, you and Effie had a big brouhaha, eh?
Oh, yes, and it was a beauty.
What'd you find about?
Well, Effie didn't want me to subscribe to Playboy. And I told her, if I can read the National Geographic, I should be able to get Playboy, since they're both the same.
Really? How you figure?
Well, they both give me a chance to see places I'll never get to visit.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WRR. Okay, we've been waiting for this. We need to know. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Mr. Everything. Bob Ryan, unbelievable, the dean of all Boston sports writers, is on the air. Good morning, Bobby. How you doing?
Good
welcome.
Good morning. Well, there's not much to talk about. I'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think the Bruins are going to sign Joe Kelly?
Yeah, well, because they're phasing enforcers out of the NHL.
That's true.
But Joe Kelly has the old moxie that, of the old days. Yeah, he knew what to do. He drilled the guy. And I love Pedro. Didn't you see what Pedro said? He said he tweeted that the only mistake he made, he should have hit him the first time he came up. And I would have hit him the first time. But
that's
he
fantastic.
Hit him. And, by the way, Joe, he wasn't trying to hit him. He pitched inside, and he doesn't have Greg Maddux's command. You know, I love it.
Did you think it was a dirty slide into second
well,
base?
Well, I did. I guess I'm used to the new way of thinking. So I think. I think when you stick the spikes up there and you cut a guy, that's a dirty slide. Now,
yep.
I noticed that Jerry Remy defended it and called it the new rules. But, yeah, and under the new rules, you can't do that. But at any time, it's a dangerous thing. I saw it, oh, boy, this is going to be good. And it was.
yeah, it was.
You like a brawl like I do, huh?
Well, I mean, just the idea this is going to lead to something. I mean, this is just, you know, first of all, think about it. The Yankees were humiliated the night before, so they're on edge, and they're, you know, that's what I meant. I mean, that was their reaction, you know.
Good smell it coming, good.
Yeah.
It's so like Real Housewives sports. I'm telling you, it's retaliation.
It's a lot like Real Housewives.
It's just
sure.
It is.
Okay, it's real life.
Bob and I know.
In game four. Okay, so how long can the Red Sox keep this up, Bob?
Well, as long as they get good pitching. Now, that's the first, the big takeaway from last night from a Red Sox point of view is what is the story with David Price?
Yeah.
He goes out with his numbness and his no circulation, and he says he's no pain. Well, I don't know. We'll see how that goes. I mean,
Could be cold.
They need him. They're pitching. The hallmark of this streak was spectacular starting pitching.
Yeah.
And that when you get pitching like that, you're going to go a long way. The hitting will come around. I think they've got too many people that are going that can hit. And it is JD hit a grand slam last night. He's starting to find his way. And it's going to be a terrific year.
Hey,
and
Bob,
it's going
don't
to be
you think
great race with those two?
Don't you think the numbness with David Price is above the shoulders?
I don't. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. He's been saying and doing what we would refer to as the right things, quote unquote, since the beginning of spring training. I'm not going to jump on him. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
Hey, Bob, who do you think is heading into the playoffs better, the Bruins or the Celtics?
Oh, well, we know there's no
yeah, really.
No argument. The Celtics are playing totally with house money.
Yeah.
You should have no expectation of anything. If anything good happens, great. This is all about next year for them. It's all about getting Kyrie Irving's knee straightened out. It's about getting Hayward back. It's about re-signing Marcus Smart, and then let's go to battle next year. Whatever happens here, fine. They have a tough series with Milwaukee, but I'm glad it's Milwaukee because it gives us multiple opportunities to see the phenomenon that is Giannis Antetokounmpo,
yes.
The Greek freak. And he is fun to watch. I mean, he's going to put a hurting on him, I'll tell you right now.
You know, it should be interesting. Bob, give everybody a little background if they're not up to speed on the freak Greek.
He's a Nigerian descent, but he is a Greek, a born and bred young man from Greece, family emigrated from Nigeria. He's a Greek, and he played, and he is 7 feet tall, and he has the athleticism and the moves of a man of half a foot shorter. He can score and rebound tremendously. He's a handful. He's one of the great young players in basketball, and he's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, 60 Minutes did an awesome piece on him a couple weeks
ago. Yeah, 60 Minutes. Yeah, he's a colorful. He's like a tweet freak too. He's a charming young man.
How far are the Bruins going in the playoffs?
That's a good one. The Bruins have the capability, if they can, of going to the going to the finals, going to the cup.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to win the cup, but I think they're going to make a run. I think they have a very good chance of going to the conference finals.
Okay. You putting your money on anybody for the marathon on Monday?
Yes, I'm putting my money on a Kenyan or an Ethiopian.
I gotcha. Okay. Wow, what a tough one. Okay, tough one. Okay.
Yeah, but I love this time of year. I mean, when just think of how lucky we are. Do you realize that there are no New York teams in the playoffs?
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
I know, but I think it's the first time since 1945.
Wow.
That is amazing.
New York, yeah, I heard that the other day. So no New York team in the playoffs, and look what we've got. We're blessed.
Hey, Bob, okay. Do you think that there's not going to be a contract extension for Tom Brady heading into next year?
I wouldn't rule it out. And maybe there's you can have an extension, and that's, if he chooses to retire, that's up to him. But he is deadly serious about this, playing to 45.
Yes, he is.
In his mind, it is conceivable, it's viable, and he loves playing. Giselle has come to the public conclusion that, she knows the pecking order. Football won. Sorry.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, and
like
just
house.
one more quickie.
He gets drilled here and he slams the bat.
Anything new on the Gronk?
No, we keep waiting as time goes by. I think that this means he'll be back. I think he's, but I think they really should take care of him. I don't think there's any question that he is vastly underpaid. He is the most important non-quarterback offensive player. Certainly, I put it this way, one of the two or three. Le'Veon Bell, I got to put him in there.
Yep.
And Antonio Brown, I got to put him in there. But other than that, he's in the top three or four non-quarterback offensive stars of the league, and he is not being paid that way, and he should be.
There you go. Mr. Everything, Bob
shameless
Ryan. Okay, Eddie, shameless plugs or plainless shugs, whichever.
I'm on the Round the Horn today at 5 o'clock on ESPN, and the Bob Ryan Boston podcast is resuming tomorrow. I'm really excited about this one. Dana Barros of Mattapan, Xaverian High School, Boston
Excellent.
College, Boston
Excellent.
Celtics, NBA All-Star, three-point king. We had a wonderful conversation. You'll be hearing it tomorrow.
Have a good one. Thanks so much, Mr. Everything. Okay. There we go with LDF 745 Dirty Laundry Update. Okay, you've always wondered what's up with Mariah Carey, right?
Yes, that's Mariah Carey news. There's also news about a big death in the comedy business, a show about JFK Jr. and his wedding. But first, Mariah Carey is coming clean about her mental health. The 49-year-old singer, who is my favorite diva, is sharing her diagnosis of bipolar disorder. She said she lived in denial and isolation. She was diagnosed in 2001 during her hospitalization for a physical and mental breakdown. And that was right after she did that movie Glitter, and it bombed.
Yep.
And then she was videotaped kind of like really acting strangely during, I think, a mini meet and greet. And everyone was like, what is going on with her? And they sort of you know, she blew it off. I'm fine. I'm just tired. But in fact, she wasn't just tired. She has bipolar. She also has hypomania, which is a form of mania. She has insomnia, and she's now on meds and in therapy. And she really didn't want to tell anybody because of the stigma. And I think it's just great because
I think the stigma is not as bad as it was.
It's not
15
as
years ago.
Bad, but it's still we need more people to just come out and be like, "This is a, you know, this is an illness that I'm treating, and it's nothing to be ashamed of." You know, The Rock just came out with talking about how he had depression and he was suicidal at one point. And you know, the more people talk about it, the more people feel less alone and isolated and can get help. So good for you, Mariah Carey. I do like her, even though she messes up the words a lot of the times when she's singing. But geez, boy, she knows how to be a diva. Okay. In other news, Mitzi Shore died. She's Pauly Shore's mom, just so you know. But she also, more importantly, founded the comedy club, The Comedy Store, in 1972. That place was amazing.
Breeding ground.
Robin Williams, Seinfeld, Jay Leno, Letterman, Jim Carrey, and Gary Shandling. Here's Gary Shandling and Meryl Marco talking about Mitzi Shore's no writer's rule.
Mitzi had a very firm opinion that you could not be a writer and a performer. She felt those were two entirely different areas, and if she knew that you had taken work as a writer, you were out. She felt that was a betrayal of stand-up.
Mitzi used to say to me, "I think you're a writer. I don't think you're a performer. I think you're a writer." It was tough, but what she was right about was I had no sense of how to perform. I wasn't a natural performer. And so where the pain started is I had to figure out how to perform.
That's from the Zen Diaries of Gary Shandling, by the way, if you haven't seen yet, it's on HBO and it's excellent. Also, Mitzi Shore was kind of, there's a show on TV called I'm Dying Up Here, and it's on Showtime.
Yeah. It's
excellent. And that's kind of based on Mitzi Shore, the woman who runs it, Melissa from The Fighter. Thank you very much. Sometimes last names, they escape me. And then finally, TLC is planning a movie about JFK Jr. and Carolyn Bessette's wedding. It was September 21st in 1996. It was a real secret, remember? And they got married in Cumberland Island in Georgia. It's a two-hour movie. It's called JFK Jr. and Carolyn Bessette, A Camelot Wedding. It'll feature never-before-seen footage from their rehearsal dinner, wedding, and reception. And the couple died in a plane crash in 1999. We're still so interested in the Kennedys.
It's doing really well
at the movie theater right now.
The Kennedys and tragedy.
Kennedy. And just the fact that that young couple died. Yep. I'm still not over it. I just think there was so much potential there, and now it's just sad. Anyway, I'll tune in. So that's what's going on in Dirty Laundry.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Our player this morning is on the line. Her name is Dana Riccardi. She is from Foxborough, Massachusetts, and she's a project facilitator for a major metropolitan organization. Good morning, Dana. How are you doing? And welcome to the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
I'm great. Good morning.
Good morning. Are you feeling extremely confident this morning, Dana?
Oh, I sure hope so. Yes.
This is when it gets tough. You feel like you're good under pressure?
I'd like to think so, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, keep telling yourself
that. Okay. That's the only way to get by.
Okay, LBF, the great Inquisitor, is standing by. She holds in her hands 10 questions. I hold in my hand a $1,000 bill, and in the other hand, a timer clock. You will have 60 seconds to answer those 10 questions. If you can do that, you will receive $1,000 in cash. Now, don't be afraid. If you come to a question you don't feel comfortable with, you can say pass at any time. And should time allow, we'll come back to them before the time runs out on the timer at the end. So are you prepared?
Is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Our player this morning is on the line. Her name is Dana Riccardi. She is from Foxborough, Massachusetts, and she's a project facilitator for a major metropolitan organization. Good morning, Dana. How are you doing? And welcome to the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
I'm great. Good morning.
Good morning. Are you feeling extremely confident this morning, Dana?
Oh, I sure hope so. Yes.
This is when it gets tough. You feel like you're good under pressure?
I'd like to think so, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, keep telling yourself
that. Okay. That's the only way to get by.
Okay. LBF, the great Inquisitor, is standing by. She holds in her hands 10 questions. I hold in my hand a $1,000 bill, and in the other hand, a timer clock. You will have 60 seconds to answer those 10 questions. If you can do that, you will receive $1,000 in cash. Now, don't be afraid. If you come to a question you don't feel comfortable with, you can say pass at any time. And should time allow, we'll come back to them before the time runs out on the timer at the end. So are you prepared to play?
Yes.
Okay, you can do this, okay?
You're feeling good about this?
I am.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Who are the Bruins playing in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Oh, my God. Pass.
Raisins are dried what?
Grapes.
What is Batman's real name?
Bruce Wayne.
Who sings Philadelphia Freedom?
The Eagles.
What local candy company makes Clark bars?
Pass.
Who invented the polio vaccine?
Pass.
How many A's in abracadabra?
Six.
Who wrote Little Women?
Pass.
Who disappeared during an attempt to make a circumnavigational flight of the globe in 1937?
Amelia Earhart.
If a shirt costs $20 and it's reduced by 15%, what's the new price?
$16.
Okay, we're going to go back to who are the Bruins playing in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you that you got 1, 2, 3, 4 right out of it.
All right.
Okay, but
it's not bad.
You know, you did okay there, so we do have a consolation prize, and we'll tell you what that is right after we review the ones you missed.
Okay, the Maple Leafs are playing the Bruins tonight. Elton John sings Philadelphia Freedom. Necco makes Clark bars. There are 5 A's in abracadabra. Jonas Salk invented the polio vaccine. Louisa May Alcott wrote Little Women. And a shirt that costs $20 and it's reduced by 15%, the new price is $17. You got to go to Frugal Fannies more often.
Hey,
but good show, good show.
Tell her what she's won, Lauren.
It was a good effort. So we got a fine consolation prize for you right here. For you, a $100 Stop and Shop gift card. A few veggies are all you need to get a super sensational dinner on the table fast. The latest issue of Savory Magazine available right now at Stop and Shop. You're going to be able to shop there with that $100 card. So thank you so much for playing the game. Thanks for being a member of the nation. Have yourself a fabulous day. And by the way, have a good Marathon Monday as well if you're going to have the day off. I hope you do.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Okay, you're more
than
welcome.
Thanks for playing.
Okay, everybody else, we got something for you. If you you think you got what it takes to play and win, enter to be a contestant now, WRR.com, or randomly pick a player, and it could just well be you. Okay, it's now time for possibly the most important segment of the Lorna Wally Morning Show. It's the 3 things you need to know today to make you interesting.
This is so important.
Very, very important. Are you going to start with the most important thing for
us? Yeah, Viagra Generation.
Okay, this is
that caught my eye.
This is something you could consider this to be like an icebreaker. Walk up to somebody in the office and say, hey, let me tell you about Viagra.
No, this is the Viagra Generation, and here's the deal. They're targeted by television now. So they're calling the older people, grayer hair, sort of 60, 70 plus, the Viagra Generation, that they've been long ignored, although I feel like with the NCIS they haven't, but whatever. Long ignored, and the television biz, I mean, it's been a while since the Golden Girls and, Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah.
And so they realize that millennials aren't really watching TV in the standard way that people do. So now they are bringing in shows that are looking at that older generation.
And it's kind of interesting, too, because that generation has accumulated a lot of money. And
they sure
have money to spend.
Yeah, they don't give it away either. They hold on to it with their oldy hands. With their old, wrinkly hands. Anyway, they have these Viagra, and I say that with all due.
Of course you do.
There are new shows called The Viagra Diaries, and that's a reality TV show. Now, this is in a global television.
Yes.
Old People's Home for 4-year-olds, in which small children and retirement home residents are brought together. The Voice Senior, it's a blockbuster show in Europe and Asia. It's for older people going on
it's
The
like
Voice.
It's like The Voice.
Yeah,
only
and then
it's
there's
for
this
older
Korean
people.
Show called Better Late Than Never, which has been sold to 16 countries where older hopefuls share the bill with veteran entertainers. And Norman Lear, and I've been watching this because I'm very excited about this show, has a pilot starring
Is Norman Lear still alive?
He's 95. He does yoga every day. Wow. Hector Elizondo and Holland Taylor are supposed to star in NBC's Guess Who Died, and it's about people living in a
great
retirement.
Great name for a TV show.
It's so fantastic. I can't wait. So, you know, this is going to be fun, and I think it's legit, and I think it's great, and people, every person at every age has a story to tell, and okay. I want to see it, and I'm very excited.
Okay, number two on the list here. This is for stuff.
Mayo Chup. It sounds like something that you would not want to get. In Mexico.
Sounds like something that would keep you ocupado for some time. Yes.
No, mayo chup is in the Middle East, and it's from Heinz, and it's a mayo ketchup combo in a jar or squeeze.
Oh,
bottle.
Really?
And it's sweeping the nation, and apparently, it's going to come over to America. I disagree with this. I think your mayo ketchup combination needs to be personal.
I do too.
I don't think that anybody can mix it for
so
you.
So it's already pre-mixed. It's not like when they tried to put peanut butter and jelly in the same squeeze bottle.
That was a mistake.
That was so, come on. It was awful.
Well, first
again,
of all,
ratio.
Mayo chup, they chose the wrong name. It should be catches. Catches sounds better than mayo chup to me. Maybe it's just
sounds French.
Catches.
Catches. Oh, would you care for some catches sauce on your. No?
Yeah, okay. No. If okay. you eat too much of it, you're going to get this, and there's a reduction surgery for
Number
it.
Number three.
Cankle reductions are the new hot trend in plastic surgery. No joke. Apparently, when your ankles are, you want to thin out your ankles, and they look too thick and sturdy, which is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. They have the people will suck the fat out of them. The procedure costs about $5,000.
You're kidding. The word cankles was invented by John Madden on Monday Night Football when he was talking about offensive tackles and how big their calves went all the way down to their ankles. And he says, you call them like cankles. And he's the inventor of that term.
And the insult that went round the world. Thanks, John Madden.
Hey, Mother's Day is coming up in about a month.
You know, good point.
Oh, my God.
Good point, Ed. Eh?
Men just... have cankles, too.
Yes, they do.
Especially if they're linemen.
Right. Okay,
so
everybody.
There you have it.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
This is an extremely important report we have for you right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show because it involves you and your tax dollars. Now, we're going to explain to you why you should be very happy that you didn't make $1 million this past year.
Good.
Okay. This is the reason. And it has to do with the IRS. If you made $1 million compared to someone who made like $150,000, you would be more likely to have to go through an audit. More than 20 times more likely to go through an audit.
Yeah, but if you're made $1 million, you pay people to get you out of it.
Yeah, you got a guy, right?
You got a guy.
Yeah.
But you still got to do it, though.
It's
not a pleasant thing. And however, the odds this year on being audited, if you did make $1 million or more last year, are down from, it's down to 4% now. So only one out of 25, basically, is going
to. How much do you have to pay the H&R Block guy at the strip mall?
I don't know.
Okay, so that's the deal. So what we're doing here on the Lauren Wally Morning Show is urging you to take any deduction you can possibly dream of because the odds are, what are the odds? And then file your taxes and then let us know how that works out for you.
Yeah, you know what? I really want to, if somebody is getting audited, I want somebody to call and tell us why. I mean, we don't have to name their names.
No, you don't have to name your name.
Like,
no.
I want to know what they deducted that was so egregious that these people
flagged
the very taxed IRS.
That's a pretty good idea because there must be certain things that just bing.
Like, and all right, when you were doing it, did you think twice? And then you just did it anyway and blocked your nose and then sent them in. And then the next thing you know, it's an audit. And you're like,
why did I do that?
Wally's never been audited, right?
He's been audited. He's been audited. Okay, rightfully so. Okay, let's update the commute. Hank, what's going on?
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.